Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Nancy Mimlis back on the BV. Woo-hoo. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are we talking about this evening?
We are talking about the inaugural show at the new Genesius Theater at Duquesne University.
This is a big deal. It's a new theater.
Huge. So
this is...
It's like a $4 or $5 million production. It's a 120-seat black box theater, and it is Genesius is named after
Gesundheit.
The... Thank you. I had a blast. Sneeze. It's named after the... Roman Catholic patron saint of actors and comedians.
Oh.
That's what it's named after.
I never knew that.
Not Genesis, which is what I thought it was. Genesius. Yes, and it is John Lane's 100th production. He's amazing director. And it is a cast that features, and it runs through October 18th, and it features students, current students, alumni, faculty, and guest artists. So that's kind of a cool first production there. Mm-hmm. It is Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman, which won a Pulitzer Drama Award. It is about the American dream and all that it is. And it opens with a flute playing Willie Loman walking in with his luggage, downtrodden and beaten and exhausted by the world that he lives in as a traveling salesman. And the lights and the music, and I want to get this out so I don't forget, are really interesting because the stage is sort of set up and the lighting underneath was, and I had asked someone, like, what was with the lighting? It was supposed to be the furnace, which is what's... So that was kind of an interesting thing that I thought, well, that's really cool. And the music just sort of strums you along this emotional journey of Willie Loman's somewhat completely tragic life of, you know, always going out and being this traveling salesman and how he had all these hopes and dreams for himself and his family, and they just... fall apart. And there's another really interesting thing about he's constantly trying to grow seeds, and like plants.
What kind of plants?
Some sort of, I don't know, vegetables. Let's say vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And how that sort of it never works and it never grows, and you know.
I know how he feels. I am terrible at keeping plants.
I kill everything. I can't even put a seed in the ground.
I should not even attempt. And I know that to a degree, fake plants, fake house plants are tacky, but they are my only refuge.
No, they're great.
That's all I can do.
He should have had that.
I can dust things.
I can dust, but I can't grow.
Couldn't
grow either. And it's brilliantly and poignantly played by Mark Yockum. Well, so let me do the faculty. So the faculty are Nancy Bach-Love, who plays Linda's wife, and Mark Yockum, who's a Duquesne Law professor, who plays Willie Loman. The sons are played by Nathaniel Yost, who is a student, and Jacob Wadsworth, who plays Bernard, who's also a recent grad. And Jay Keenan is in it, who's been in a million productions. He plays Uncle Ben. And Tim Tolbert, who was also an alumni, plays Uncle Charlie. And Kurt Wooten, who is probably known to most of us as Pittsburgh Dad, blew me away with how wonderfully he captured this torment of the son who tried so hard and had so much hope to be something, and then just some little tiny, I don't want to give things away in the plot, destroyed that. And the relationship of that. And it's, but really Mark Yockum, it's all about Mark Yockum's despair. Like, you literally leave there feeling horrible for this person who had to struggle so long in his life. He tries and he keeps getting hopeful, and his version of the American dream is to be rich and well-liked and popular, and that's what he thinks he kind of was in his heyday, but he never really was, because at his funeral there's no one. And he comes in and out of reality, and he has complete mental degeneration, and he has illusions, and he has people he talks to, and everybody tries to help him, and he just sinks lower and lower, and he tries to not be traveling and stay at home and work in that office in New York, and they won't let him, and then he gets fired, and it's just a series of just more and more depressing things, although beautiful and emotional. But Mark Yocum carries this show and pulls so much from every other character. And of course, I thought Kurt Wooten blew me away with how you felt every single moment of, please, Dad, I just want to make you feel proud, but I'm just never going to be able to do that. He's total, the son's totally a mirror image of him, trying so hard to live that American dream of being happy and being rich and being successful and just this close to never really getting there. I know. Sorry. Poignant and sad. Let's have a drink. Let's have a drink for that.
But well done, I suppose. And the music was well used done. To good effect.
And the music was used brilliantly. There was just this, the opening with the flute and then just the sounds coming in, and the sound was really great. So I just really felt it was a production to see. And it, this production just vividly depicts the American dream and what it unfortunately entails for most of us. A go-see.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.